Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Under district report, we're going to switch these around a little bit. Mr. Addis is going to provide us with some levy information.
Good evening, everyone. I promised 5 minutes because I know we're here for kids and board meeting. We made some presentations, the levy committee did, so if you didn't get one, raise your hand and I'll bring a couple of these back. You guys get one? All right, so this is, it is our thought that when we present information like this, you will have it and then have some knowledge on the upcoming November election and be able to answer questions. You know, whether or not you're here to discover some information or someone asks you questions, that we want you to know this. The most important question, really the only one, is why do we need this income tax levy? And the answer is right in front of us. This is my fourth district that I've worked at, and schools are all about their kids. We're about the 2,500 kids that attend Norton City Schools, and to be perfectly honest, the kids at Norton City Schools deserve every opportunity that the students anywhere else deserve, and that's why we need this levy. We're going to pay our bills. We'll pay our water bills, and we'll run our buses and pay gas and do what we need to do. The district will always operate. We're not going anywhere. It's a fantastic school district. What we need is for the opportunities that we've provided for our students to continue, programming at every level. That's important. So the idea of understanding what the school district income tax is there, who pays it, line 7 plus line 12 from your federal 1040 and multiply that by 0.005 is your earned income. So if you are a resident of Norton and you are earning an income, then it is a half of 1% income tax, which taxpayers are not legally obligated to pay this. Our retirees with no income are not obligated to pay it. And also interest, dividends, capital gains, pensions, really important. No one's pension is impacted by this school district income tax. There are some resources there that are available to help you understand this. The first one especially, it's 13 pages in length and there are 41 frequently asked questions. And we will get that out to every single Norton resident. And it'll be available on our website. Part of the resolution on November 6th also is the elimination of a 1.9 mil property tax. So if the community decides to work with the school district, we are going to eliminate that 1.9 mil tax, property tax. Something that we are approaching, how much will the tax generate and how could my money be spent? You guys can come on in.
Just reading it.
Come on in. So the income tax will generate $1.2 million per year. We're appreciative of every penny that we have in our school district, and $1.2 million may seem like a lot. It's about 5% of the district budget. We're a $24 million business. So I don't want to appear that $1.2 million isn't a lot. It's a lot of money. But again, in comparison to what we need to operate, I just wanted to give you some perspective there. We are reaching out to our community over the next 8 weeks to allow them to impact how we are going to spend this money. We think that there are some things that we need in the district, these opportunities for our kids, whether that's security in our buildings, additional counselors and school psychologists, additional high school electives, AP classes, career tech program. And what we want to do this time is to let our community know exactly how much these things cost. So if our community tells us we want more electives at our high school, our community needs to know that the startup cost for a new program is about $36,000 a year. And we're not sure that they know that. An additional counselor in his or her first year, $36,000 a year. We looked at a new career tech program, and the one that we looked at had a startup cost of about $500,000. So what we want is for our community to say, we want this support, and here's how we'd like for the school district to use this money. We want you to have a voice. There are some things there about if the levy doesn't pass. We are at a point as a school district where this is going to impact our class average size and, quite frankly, the amount of teachers that we have in our school buildings. We've reached that point. Do other school districts and communities utilize this? There are 192 school districts in the state that use, there are 608 overall. 192 use school district income tax. 46 of them use the earned income tax. And here's the stat I want to give you tonight. 22 of these 46 superintendents got back to me. I contacted all of them. So 46 communities voted this in. This is the way that we want to fund our schools. So the 22 that got back to me, every single district is still utilizing this tax. There were 11 renewals, all 11 passed. There have been a total of 22 votes in these school districts since the inception in 2004. 21 of those 22 votes passed. So this is what it tells me. When a school district commits to funding its schools this way, it works. They enjoy it. I'm not sure that they enjoy it. That's probably not the right word. But they see it as a better method than the property tax. It is working in a lot of school districts in our state. All right? So all that information is there. What has Norton City Schools done to cut costs? We reached out hard to our community to let you guys know. We feel like that we've done a lot. Custodial reductions, business manager position. OPC worked with us so strongly in the educational aid restructuring. Some of you are feeling the bus rerouting. Presenting that information to me. You're feeling it. I think we're getting better there. Early retirement plan. But we feel like as a district, we've made a large amount of cuts. And here's the last thing I want to talk to you about. I would never ask you to just rely on me for information, ever. Or rely on supporters of the district or those that do not like and support the district at all. But who you can rely on is the state auditor. So when our five-year forecast took us in the red, the state auditor came in and spent 5 months in the school district and said, here are the 8 things this school district needs to do to get itself straightened around financially. And I need every community member to know all 8 of those have either been completed or they are underway. And those are detailed from the state auditor's report. So, I've been here a little over a year. I see some community members that I've never met before. I want you to know that you're in a school district that is doing great things with our money. Great things. We are operating on a 1.9 mil levy since 2012. And that is unheard of. You can trust me on that. All right? We'll be going around quite a bit over the next 8 weeks, and I hope you join me either at McDonald's Coffee tomorrow at 8 a.m. or some other restaurants. Be happy to answer any of your questions. All right? That is secondary information to our next report. We are committed to the students in our school district in every single way. And one of the key components of our safety program is our school district's student mental health team. They did a presentation for us on Convocation Day. We want our families and all of our kids to know that we are here for them in every single way. I've asked them to join us tonight, so if they could come up at this time and present some information to us, I would appreciate it. And thanks for being here on a Monday night. We appreciate it.
Middle school. Do things differently sometimes.
I'll come
over there.
Think the long route.
I just want to give you some information. We're going to talk to you really quickly.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Becky Spool, and I'm a school counselor for Norton Primary, Norton Elementary, and the fifth grade in Norton Middle School. I go between the three schools. I'm at the elementary school on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I'm at the middle school on Tuesdays, and I'm at the primary school on Thursdays. Now, there's some things that I do at all of our locations. One of them is I go into classrooms and I do social-emotional learning lessons. We work on building up friendship skills, coping strategies, problem-solving, things like that. I also do some one-on-one short-term counseling, but we do try to refer our students to outside counselors just because we want to stay within the scope of our practice. And honestly, I want to give them the sort of consistency that they need. And when I have to go between so many places, sometimes just in the past week, I had four students in crisis. We have a lot of trauma happening in the families in our district, and we want to support them. And sometimes that means we have to drop everything. So just in the past week, I've had a couple of suicidal ideations, which might surprise you at this age, but it happens. And I've had a couple of substantiated calls to child services. These are not our favorite things to do, but we're glad to be here to help support our kids. We also do small group short-term counseling at the primary school. We focus a lot on kids with a significant history of trauma, separation anxiety, and at the middle school and the elementary school, we're doing a lot with grief. We have quite a lot of students who have lost somebody either permanently through death or have deployment or incarceration in their family. I do suicidal ideation risk assessments. And we work very closely with two organizations that actually are not part of the school district but have counselors who come in. And we're very lucky to have that. And here at the middle school, we have Dr. Russo, who's fabulous with pastoral counseling services. We also work with the child guidance and family life program, which is fabulous. Here at the middle school and at the elementary school, we also have a large peer support network program, also known as Save the Drama for Your Mama, which has been very popular with the students and has really helped a lot of students feel that they're not alone, that they have support, that people will stand up for them when they're being bullied. And we're also doing a big push on career and college exploration.
So I'm Jackie McDonald. I am at the middle school. I'm in my 25th year of public education, my 13th year as a school counselor here at Norton Middle School. Mrs. School is a fifth grade counselor. She's here one day a week. So 4 days a week, I've got 600 kids. One day a week, I've got 782 kids. So the numbers, a lot of times you feel like you're triaging because there's just so many kids and so many needs that you do the best you can to support all of them in what their needs are. A lot of what Becky talked to, you're going to hear in all of the schools, but some of the things specifically to the middle school, we've added a fifth grade and a seventh grade health class this year, and she and I are going into each of those classes once a week to add that social emotional learning component and hitting a lot of topics that they don't get in their academic classes. We think that's really important. Obviously the one-on-one counseling, small group counseling, a lot of the things she mentioned are at all the schools. A couple things we have specific in the middle school, we have a seven mindsets program, which is another social emotional learning program that we're in our third year of a three-year commitment with that. And that's a once-a-week program that every student in the building gets. We also have Red Flags program that comes in and talks to our health classes. We have a Be the Change Kindness Club. We had it a couple years ago, and we're getting it going again this year to give the kids some voice in ways to help our school be a more positive, kinder place to be. Like she mentioned, we have PCS. Dr. Russo is amazing. I want to read a quick poem because it talks to what all of us up here do, and it's called A School Counselor's Typical Day. I drive up to the school always before 8. There's lots to be done. The needs are so great. Parents' messages waiting, 3 kids at my door, and a note that says urgent waits for me on the floor. One tearful parent whose child is depressed, a student who fears she can't fit in with the rest. 3 girls who are friends who can't get along, 2 others who think their schedule is wrong. A teacher who learned a student can't hear, a new boy who seems to be frozen with fear. A tutor I found for a child who's behind, a mother who's sure she's losing her mind. A big-eyed child who'd been bullied that day, but the bully's so mad because his dad went away. 3 boys bring 2 others ready to fight. Gotta settle this quick, it's gonna be tight. My schedule is full and others still wait, with hope in their eyes as the hours get late. For a school counselor's typical day begins with a bang and just stays that way. Consult and coordinate, counsel and plan, mediate, motivate, and help all we can. I chose it, I love it, I wouldn't change a thing, except all those students I still need to see. So that's the middle school.
My name is Jessica Williams. I'm one of the counselors at the high school. I work with students with last names A through K, so I'm able to follow the same students all 4 years, so we like handling it that way. We are kind of handling an approach where our focus is more proactive, we're hoping, and trying to build up the mental health of students before they get to suicidal ideation, but we still obviously have those students that we will do the suicidal ideation risk assessment on. So we do a lot of mental health proactive with, I work with SAD. So some of the focuses that we work on are National Bullying Prevention Month, which is October, so we'll do activities with that. We also focus on National Suicide Prevention Month, and then we also concentrate on National Youth Teen Violence Dating Awareness Month. So we kind of focus on those things, making good decisions. We also have our freshman 101 classes that in the past I worked with the peer mentors that have gone in. We're kind of doing some new things with the peer mentors. So I do go into the freshman 101 classes and do lessons on bullying, character building, mental health, that type of thing. So in these freshman 101 classes is where we're going to be incorporating the red flags training. So part of that curriculum is going to be covered in there. And Greenleaf is also coming in, and they will be doing lessons in freshman 101 classes and our family and consumer science classes. Typically on depression they've come in, but they're also incorporating lessons on self-harm and cutting this year. So that's going to be part of the curriculum that they're going to cover. Also, individual counseling the same. We also have 2 days a week from pastoral counseling. Rose is at our school, so she handles students that really need the in-depth ongoing counseling as well as outside referrals.
I'm Tracy Kalecki. I'm the high school counselor, L through Z. So as Jessica said, I follow the students for 4 years. I'd give you an example of something that happened today. A student came in and somebody had sent her a picture on her phone of her cutting. And it was an extensive cutting picture. So she came to me, and it was one of Jessica's students. So Jessica and I collaborated, went and talked to her. She called the student down and touched base with the student. This is a typical situation that we deal with quite often, where students will come in and refer, heard something through social media. So we're constantly filtering and, you know, looking at these things and trying to help students as much as we can. I work with the PBIS program at the high school. It's Positive Behavior Intervention and Support, where we're trying to recognize as many students for their positive behavior as we can and reward them, giving them, helping their self-esteem. And I also started a GSA group, a Gay Straight Alliance group, because we saw a need at the school of kids that were having difficulty trying to identify themselves and fit in. So this group is actually very strong and very mighty. I'm very, very proud of this group. We are proactive, like Jessica said, about helping kids.
With Panther Time, it's been really nice because we'll be going into Panther Time and doing small groups. She did a needs assessment on what students want, some small group on.
We have one for self-esteem. There's probably 60 kids that signed up for that, so I have to get working on that. We had one for study skills, and there's probably 70 kids on that one. So I'm going to be running these groups during the half-hour Panther Time, trying to reach as many kids as we can. So, thank you.
And my name is Jeanette Meisel. I'm one of the school psychologists in the district. I work at the high school and the primary school. We also have another full-time school psychologist who covers Norton Elementary and a part-time person who works here at Norton Middle School. So our role with student mental health is to conduct assessments and evaluations for students whose mental health needs may reach the level that it affects their learning or their behavior, their ability to form relationships with peers or with staff. So if the need is significant enough, we can conduct assessments and evaluations and connect them with specialized services and programming to meet their needs. The school psychologists also work to help staff interpret and understand outside evaluations or reports, or kind of serve as a liaison between community providers or people who have done evaluations of our students in the community setting, to just help us digest and make sense of that and kind of incorporate those recommendations from the community providers into the school setting for our students to be successful. We also do serve as like a second set of ears for students who might have suicidal ideation, or cover those assessments if the guidance counselors are otherwise busy. We all kind of work as a team to meet those needs as they arise.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. I think when we talk about, the safety and security in our buildings, the mental health of our students is such a huge component of that. And so thank you to everyone who's involved in making sure that our students are getting the help that they need.
Can I say something?
Yes,
quickly?
Absolutely.
So, we have a team of seven. I'm extremely proud of them. And I listened to Jackie's poem. I watch all of them work, and that is their life on a daily basis. I know how busy all of them are, and especially with what we encountered nationally last year with safety in our schools, all of them dealt with quite a bit. Right now, we're at about 360-1 student to counselor school psychologist ratio, and the national recommendation is 250-1. So we are higher than we need to be, and it's one of the things that we're looking at as a district. But I do appreciate them being here, and they do a great job with our kids. Thank you.
Thank you. This time we'll move into Students of the Month.
Let's start this year with Mr. Ryan Shaner, our high school principal.
So I'm excited to introduce everyone to senior Noah Davis. It's always cool to be the September Student of the Month too, because obviously you're chosen first out of everyone. So Noah, great young man. Obviously the teachers just absolutely adore him, which is why our teachers at the high school are the ones who vote. And he was chosen, and he actually won pretty handily. But Noah is, for those of you that don't know Noah at all, if you came to the 5K last year, he was the guy way out in front of everybody else. Okay?
Yes.
So Noah is an exceptional cross-country and track athlete. He's last year, he's a regional qualifier. So if you don't know what that means, when they go to their district meet as an individual regional qualifier, how many people run at the district meet? Like how many boys ran? About 200. You got to be in the top 20 in order to go to regional. So you actually took ninth. I remember I was there. So he did. He took ninth. Okay. So he took ninth last year, and then moved on to the regional with Boardman, and I'm sure he's going to do the same sort of thing next year. At the same time, he participates in our athletic health care program and does an outstanding job for Mrs. Ward there as well. So, and when I asked him what's something he likes to do outside of school, he said he enjoys walking his dog Bella. So everyone, so congratulations to Noah. I'm staying here though for a second. So at the same time, something we're going to start this year, every other month from the high school, we're going to have a compact student of the month. So one of our students, if you don't know what the compact is, that's our career tech programs that it can be a student, either a program that we have at our school, or they could be from Barberton, Copley, or Wadsworth, in one of the programs there. Now, Noah would have been a great choice, but it doesn't matter because you already won the regular student of the month. So our winner was actually, the person that was chosen was Brooke Christie. Now, Brooke was planning on being here tonight, but her and her family went to the NASCAR race at Indianapolis yesterday. They got rained out. Ran today, so she contacted me this morning and said, we're staying for the race. I don't know if I'm going to make it tonight. And I said, you need to be there, enjoy the race, what have you. She was going to try to make it, but obviously she couldn't. But I do want to talk about Brooke for just a minute. I know she's not here. Brooke is so phenomenal. So if you don't know anything about career tech, I know for many of us who are older like me, you remember back when you were in high school and you think of like vocational programs and things like that. So it's all different now. So for instance, the athletic healthcare program that you're in offers college credit. So pretty much any program that you have, there's college credit that's tied to it. There's job skills and work opportunities there as well. So Brooke is in the machine tech program at Barber. So last year, as a junior, I see some of your faces. Yes, she's a female, she's in the machine tech, which is awesome. And then what she does is, this year as a senior, she only goes to Barberton every other Friday. Because what she does every other day, so the other 9 out of 10 school days, she goes to work at a machine company called, I think it's called the Schreffler Group in Worcester. She works every day from 11 to 5. Now, here's the cool part about it. She got in there, this company that she's a part of, she's having a 4-year apprenticeship there when she graduates in May. She'll have a 4-year apprenticeship there that they pay 100% of her college tuition.
Nice. Pretty awesome. For her.
So yeah. The opportunities that are out there for kids. And I was hoping that Brooke was going to be here tonight, because I'm going to say it anyway. It's probably better that she isn't here than I'm going to say this. But Brooke, if you know her at all, so some of you guys have been at high school, Mr. Oswald, you know, if you know Brooke at all, she doesn't always love school. Mm-hmm. That's fine. She's a great kid, but you know, school, what we call school, is not necessarily her thing. But what she did find was her thing. She found her niche. She found where she's supposed to be, and she's taking full advantage of every opportunity that comes from public education today. So I'm extremely proud of her. Really wish she could be here tonight, but she's watching, I don't know, Dale Earnhardt Jr. So if you see Brooke, tell her congratulations. And then, of course, Noah again from the high school for student of the month as well. Thank you.
Well, hopefully Miss Christie can join us next month.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask her to.
All right.
Yeah, she needs to be recognized. She was so excited when she won.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Pleased to have Joyce Gerber from our Norton Middle School up.
Okay. The Norton Middle School Student of the Month is Jonathan Wells. As Mr. Shaner said, first one of the school year is always an important one. And we knew last year that Jonathan was going to be our first student of the month. So Jonathan has been with us for all 4 years, greets everybody every day with a smile on his face, is probably one of the few middle schoolers that come in and say, "Good morning, Mrs. Gerber," every morning. Miss Farley. And Miss Farley wrote a little something that she wanted me to share tonight about John. She said, when you think about Protect the Pride, you always think about Jonathan Wells. This is John's 4th year as a student in Miss Farley's class, and he is well-liked by all of his classmates and his teachers. John continuously demonstrates kindness and respect towards others at school. He always starts his day off with a smile and says hello to almost everyone he passes in the hallway each morning. He looks forward to playing basketball, and he so does, with his buddies every day at recess and after school. We look for you in the gym when Dad pulls up, right? You're in there playing ball. John has positive interactions with those around him, and he enjoys helping others both in and out of the classroom. Room 122 is lucky to have a great role model like John. So John Wells, our student of the month.
Congratulations, Jonathan. That's awesome. Next we have from Norton Elementary, Mr. Brady Sackett.
And a few people.
I'm Mrs. Coons, and I'm one of Adam Brinkman's teachers at the elementary.
Can I interrupt you? Yeah, I was going to introduce everyone here, of course. I'm sorry. Our fourth grade team here all heard about Adam, and obviously we're recognized for Student of the Month, and all wanted to join. Mrs. Coons will be talking in just a minute, but we have Mrs. Bonick here, Mrs. Grubb, Mrs. Lowry, Mrs. Stone, all very excited to support Adam here. So go ahead, Mrs. Coons.
This is Adam Brinkman. When the team was considering who to select for fourth grade student of the month, Adam's name popped in my head right away. Adam gives his best each and every day. I know we haven't been to school that long, but I just, like, every day this kid comes to school and he is just awesome. He demonstrates protective pride by helping other students throughout the school day. Adam sees a need and he lends a hand without being asked by a teacher. He was observed helping other students clean up a spill in the cafeteria without being asked. In the class, he goes above and beyond to be helpful. Just today, I observed Adam turning the page of another student's book when they were out of the class so they would be ready when they returned to class. He always comes to school ready to learn and willing to participate when asked. Adam does just what he is asked to do in class. He knows how to wait patiently for his turn in a respectful manner in class. Adam's pride for his school and education do not go unnoticed at Norton Elementary School by all teachers. The fourth grade team would like to congratulate Adam for being selected Student of the Month.
Next from Norton Primary, we have Principal Eric Morris.
I have the honor to introduce you to the mightiest little panther of the evening. All right. To my right, I have two new additions to primary, Isabella Fowler, and this is Mrs. Penny Lansing. She'll be further on down in the agenda for this evening. She's our newest addition to our primary preschool family. But I don't want to steal Penny's thunder, so we're going to read some great things about this little mighty panther.
Yes. So my name is Penny Lansing from Norton Primary. Today I have the honor of nominating my first preschool student for Student of the Month. Since the start of preschool, this student has illustrated positive peer interaction, enthusiasm to learn new things, and is always willing to help a friend. She starts each day with a smile on her face and is a joy to have in class. I am proud to nominate Isabel for Student of the Month.
We would like to take a break to congratulate all the students of the month, but before we do that, if we could have all of them come forward for a picture with Mr. Addis. And Isabella, if she wants to stand on the chair again, we can
maybe
do that.
Dana could stand on the chair.
All right, under item, is there any public participation?
Yeah.
Everybody, there? Public and people.
This is good.
I wanted to just take a minute tonight. Joyce Gerber representing the middle school, and the middle school had a rough start with the loss of our teacher Kevin Aron, and the board and the community have been so supportive. From the board, your support for closing the building and allowing the staff to attend the services was welcomed by all of our staff members. The community, when you say protect the pride, we've received flowers from our families, we've received cards from our families, and no one contacted us to complain when the school was being closed 2 days into the school year. So the staff of the middle school wants to make sure we publicly thank the board and Mr. Addis for your support, and thank the community for how they've helped see us through at this really difficult time. So I wanted to take a moment tonight and thank you all for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public participation? Under item 5, agenda, there is an addition to the agenda. At the end of this meeting, we would like to go into executive session to discuss the sale or purchase of property. So that would be after the superintendent's report, and no board action will be taken. Okay, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 6, approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve letter A, Committee of the Whole Meeting Minutes, August 13th, 2018, Attachment A?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please. Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under item B, can I have a motion to approve regular meeting minutes, August 13th, 2018, Attachment B?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please. Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Abstain.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 4-0-1 abstention. Under item 7, Treasurer's Recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letter A, approve the appropriation resolution for fiscal year 19, Attachment C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please. Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item A, Superintendent's Recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letter A, approve personnel retirement resignation leave termination item 1?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please. Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters B and C?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please. Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter D, the recall of the following OPC employees, items 1 and 2?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
I'll just say we did add a bus route into the school year after a couple of weeks, and that's Mr. Williams. He was the next person on the recall list. So Mrs. Angeloff was part of our regular team that got recalled because we had a bus driver who took an aide position. So it looks like we added two. We actually only added one.
Okay. Thank you for that explanation.
You're welcome.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please. Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters E and F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please. Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter G? G through K.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please. Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter L, approve the creation of the following position, item 1?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I'll just add that, you know, as the school year started and we evaluate our educational aides as they relate to our students, this was just an additional need that was based on students. We had a great summer working with OPC, and we did a great job getting the right amount in there, but we either had some new move-ins or some additional student needs, and they will be met through this position.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble? Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters M and N?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Superintendent's reports.
I just want to add something that I mentioned, having coffee tomorrow at McDonald's, looking forward to meeting with those people at McDonald's, and you can help me out here. Oh, you're going to mention that.
No, you take it.
All right.
Bam.
So Funky Truckeria from 6 to 7:30 on Monday, September 24th. I'll expect the admin team to have a taco with me that night. Casa del Mar on Monday, October 1st from 6 to 7:30, and the Houston Pub Thursday, October 4th from 6 to 7:30 with the goal of community engagement for the school district income tax that's occurring on November 6th. We want to be able to reach as many people as possible and talk to them. So we hope that they'll come have a bite to eat, ask some questions, shake hands, and get to know the school district a little bit. And then just a quick mention of the Feed My Starving Children event that's at the end of the month. On Friday, with the 28th and the 29th, on Friday it will be a middle school event in Mrs. Gerber's building. I think she has some great plans for that afternoon. And then on the 29th, it will be an all-day event here at our middle school. So we had a number of great things happen last year. This was a fantastic community school event, and I'm looking forward to year two with a little less rice involvement. So
last year, I think we packed over 200,000
meals. 262,000 meals yes. in 2 days.
It felt like
so,
it.
Incredible. I'm sure the goal this year will be to beat that number.
Yeah, right.
Yes. So it's
so
a great event.
So we're looking forward to it.
All right.
Is there a sign up?
It's on the online.
I just want to make sure. Yeah.
Yes. So you want to say that?
It's on the web page. On all the building pages and the district page, the very first news article, there's a link to sign up.
Okay. Great.
Okay. We're going to look for an administrative team this year, see if anyone can hang with us.
I'm sure that there
we'll
are
see.
Several that are up for the challenge.
We'll see.
Board team?
Yeah.
Board. Yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Ooh, is this a competition?
Sounds like it.
I think we can do it.
Oh,
all right.
Boy. Yeah. Ask Ryan what happened last time administration challenged at least students for that matter.
Exactly.
Now you're challenging adults. Team, there's a little bit of a... Yeah.
Sorry. All right, that's it for me.
And
thank
are you?
You?
Can I just say real
Absolutely.
Quick? Our levy issue number is 3. Just
thank
so everybody's aware of that.
Thank you. Do you have anything further?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. Mr. Inks.
All right. First of all, congratulations, Students of the Month. I think I'll come, but you know, yeah, it's got to be pretty special being picked first out because everybody's on their best behavior the first month of school. So you got to be really standing out above the rest if you're chosen Student of the Month. A couple of things I want to go through. I'll be quick. I could talk all night about our kids, but I've had the opportunity to get visit some of our fall sports teams. They're underway. Just want to say how fun it is to be at those events. We have some great kids in our district. Mm-hmm. I've seen the fans, the kids in the stands, our teams. It's just been fun this year. It's a great atmosphere. I think the Protect the Pride is, I really think they're taking it and running with it. I really do. So get an opportunity to get out and see some of the kids do that. Want to say thank you to Mrs. Williams. The pep club has been huge this year.
Yeah.
I know I've got two kids in the high school. I've got one that's involved in the pep club, but they've been huge. The t-shirts they've put out, the events they've planned, the themes they've planned have just been huge. And, you know, she's taken a big role in that, so I want to thank her for that. I want to thank our mental health team. Can't thank enough for what you guys do. How much you do, what you do for our kids. That's all I can say is thank you for those kids. Amy Oliveri, the AP courses. Good stuff. Good stuff. Keep doing it. It's good stuff. They're it's a lot of work, but it's worth it. It is. And then the Feed My Starving Children, that's a great event.
Yes.
Fantastic event. I got to partake in it last year, but that was a fun. It was a lot of fun. So mm-hmm. a little competition there.
A little bit of rice spilled, but
a little bit of rice
you know.
Spilled, yeah, you know. It was fun. The kids had a good time, so it goes by quick. So that was it. I'll keep it short so we can move on. So.
Mr. Santelli.
Again, I would like to thank the mental health student care team for your presentation tonight. It was amazing. It's very informative, and it's great to know how we're taking care of our kids. Again, sign up for the Feed Our Starving Children. We need as many people as possible to beat last year's record. And we have a levy committee meeting coming up this Thursday at 6:30 right here, or at 6 o'clock, I'm sorry, right here in the Panther Room. Bring friends, relatives, pets who are willing to hand out cards, whatever. we need to pass this levy, and it's really important that we have as many people participate as possible.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Yule.
I
I don't really have much more to say. I mean, Chris and Pat, you know, but as every time, I mean, it's kind of like reflecting, and not to bring up I always joke about this, a Rob Knight moment, you know, like the sky is beautiful. But when I was getting ready for today's meeting, my wife asked me, she's like, "Oh wow, you're putting a sport coat on." I'm like, "It's the best meeting because it's Student of the Month." And as involved as we all are in sports and in the community, you know, typically one or two of the Students of the Month I've known for a while, I've coached or whatever, and that's happened again in just the stories, and it's just happy to see them. Shy, sparkly, looking at the camera for the preschooler. I mean, she looked over here, she saw the camera, and her eyes were there. I mean, it's awesome. And to take that one step further, you know, not again, we have great kids, but great teachers, great educators, great administrators, and the mental health team. I mean, we've never really talked about the mental health prior to this year. And, you know, it's one of those stages of that we've always talked about in security, keeping kids safe. I mean, beyond having a body with a, you know, a policeman or whatever, that is huge. It's huge because if I were to guess, I don't know, I mean, we've lost more kids in the U.S. in schools because of personal inflicted wounds or decisions that they've made to, you know, unfortunately end their life. And hearing those stories and the intervention that's happened is fantastic. And I can't imagine, hopefully, when we have the funds to invest more money into that. So that's all I have. Sorry.
Here. Students of the Month, it's always fun. I love to see the different kids and their reactions and that. But to the mental health team, I just don't think people realize how important that is to kids' physical safety, to their, you know, mental safety, to, you know, there's a lot of kids have a lot of problems nowadays in their families, and I'm glad to see that they're trying to get ahead of that and help kids at, you know, in school, because kids come to school and that's their safe place and they need to be helped. So I hope we can add more people to that team if the levy passes, because I think that's a huge need to safety, huge, because we're always trying to protect ourselves from within, and I think that's the way we can do it.
And, you know, with respect to the levy, we're behind, obviously, as Mr. Addis explained, when it comes to mental health. We need more mental health professionals in our building to service our kids. And when we talk about safety and security and what we should do, you know, should we buy this or should we implement that? You know, we all, as a board, we talk about these things, and then we talk about, you know, seminars that we've been to, you know, and the one that the two of you are going to this week. But Ken Trump, it's a name that I know people in the district are familiar with, but he is the president of National School Safety and Security Services, which is based in Cleveland. And I probably should have mentioned this when more people were here to hear it, and maybe I'll say this again, but he's been quoted recently in the paper, and he says, "No amount of architectural planning or design will replace mental health treatment. Emergency," and then he talks about emergency drills and training and the ability to identify potential school shooters ahead of time. And I know that so much of what our mental health team does is, that's part of it. It's, you know, part of making sure that these kids are safe, whether it's at school, it's at home, you know, things that they're dealing with. But obviously, this is a huge component of school safety and security. So thank you. And again, it goes back to our levy situation. You know, for the past 2 years, we've been working on adding more money to our district. And it's so important that we're able to pass this so that we can service our students better and we can add additional programs, which, you know, I've been on the career or the instruction technology committee because I love that committee. There's so many things that we talk about trying to do to add increased opportunities for our students. And we can't do that if we cannot add money to our budget. So again, Thursday is a meeting at 6 o'clock in this room. We need a lot of help to pass this levy. The other thing I want to mention, as Ms. Oliveri mentioned in our Committee of the Whole meeting, October 16th at 6:30 in the auditorium, We're going to talk about the results of our state report card. It's really important for parents to come and hear how we are doing as a district and what we are doing as a district. So I would invite everyone to come for that. And then, you know, congratulations to the middle school. The teachers who applied for that $20,000 in our Conning grant, I mean, that's fantastic. I think, you know, the community needs to hear more of that, of the things that our teachers are doing that it's not required, but they're doing that so that we can have added things for our students. So they got a Clever Touch panel, which
three.
I have that written down. And another Chromebook cart. Which, how many Chromebooks are in a cart?
Typically there's 32, but they had to do 29 because of the grant funding.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's adding technology that doesn't come out of our budget, but that helps our students. So congratulations to them, and of course, congratulations to all the students of the month. So unless there's anything further, we will go into executive session. Can I have a motion to go into executive session?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you all for coming. Executive session. Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.